off on Hollis Ave at the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. But then I was yelling, cause the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at near. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens, rice and stuffing, macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Jarrell's. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
From your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft upon my skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Lord, it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Thank you.
name is Cyndi Lauper, and your name is going to be Maud if you miss Saturday night's main event. Because if you don't wrestle, you don't rock.
Keep it. Don't forget, Howard, 9 is in 16, okay?
The first attempt on President Ford's life was 18 days ago, and again yesterday in San Francisco. In spite of the two attempts, Mr. Ford says he will not become a prisoner of the Oval Office, a hostage of would-be assassins.
The American people are good people. Democrats, independents, Republicans,
how the hell you always get
this? Under no circumstances will I, and I hope no other, capitulate to those that want to undercut what's all good in America.
To Hugh Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like at this moment to announce that I will be retiring from this program in 2 weeks' time because of poor ratings. Since this show was the only thing I had going for me in my life, I have decided to kill myself.
So what she said?
I'm going to blow my brains out right on this program a week from today.
10 seconds to commercial.
So tune in next Tuesday. That should give the public relations people a week to promote the show. We're going to get a hell of a rating out of that.
Well, Thomas,
50 share. Easy.
Take Thomas.
When you're having a great time.
Did you hear that?
What was that about?
Howard just said he was going to blow his brains out next Tuesday.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you hear him? He just said... No. Howard just said he was going to kill himself next Tuesday.
What do you mean Howard just said he was going to kill himself next Tuesday?
He was supposed to do a tag on Ron Nessen's commercial.
He said, next Tuesday, I'm going to shoot myself.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
What the fuck's going on, Howard?
You want to know what the fuck is going on, Howard?
I can't hear you.
Turn the studio mic on.
We're back on in 11 seconds.
10 seconds.
Pretty true.
Howard, what the hell are you doing? Have you flipped or what?
I think we better get him off.
Get him off!
What's the matter with you fellas? Get your fucking hands off!
You tied up, you stupid son of a bitch! He's going outside!
We're in a lot of fucking trouble down here!
This is a dumb
fucking head, you granny! Scratch up!
He's got a stand by
this! This is my fucking head, dumb schmuck!
Waiting for it to come.
Jean Dobre. In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than five women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave. In USA, many women meet in a groups called the feminists. I find them more. Dziękuję.
So what that means that this feminism?
It's the theory that women should be equal to men in matters economic,
now,
social,
you are laughing.
And
yeah.
Political.
That is the problem.
Do you think a woman should be educated?
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
That is wrong.
But the government scientist, Dr. Yamak, have proved it is size of squirrel.
Your government scientist?
Yes, Dr. Yamak.
He's wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
Well, what you're saying is very demeaning. Do you know the word demeaning?
No.
We are saying to you
I could not concentrate on what this old man was saying. All I could think about was this lovely woman in her red water panties. Who was this CJ?
Last night I see in my hotel room a woman called CJ on a television. Do you know her?
No.
She from a town called the Baywatches.
She's just on television.
Her name is Pamela.
Does she live here in New York City?
No, she lives in California.
Yeah. Oh, in California.
He's going to look her up.
Okay, can we finish now?
Listen, pussycat, smile a bit.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
I'm done.
We're finished. We have to leave.
Although I was obsessed by this CJ, I could not pursue her. Or else my wife would snap off my cock.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show, when it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go, had our share, I know. But it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Said making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show, when it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in the world we used to know. But I'm still the same old me, and that's all I'll ever be. And I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down tonight that I wish we both could find. So I long to do the things that we used to do. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Said making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show, and it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in the world we used to know. Burgers and fries and cherry pie. Aw, things were so simple back then. we used to have just sitting in the car.
Burgers and fries and cherry pie.
Of course, upcoming at World War III, it will be Jeff Jarrett in a return grudge match against the Giant. That this Sunday as well. And a match that was just signed, the amazing French Canadians against the Harlem Heat, with an interesting stipulation that we will touch on later in tonight's broadcast. Oh, Juventud drops the elbow again. The cover, one and two.
Well, I thought Laparkham knocked the wind out of himself when he fell off that thing. Obviously.
Oh. Inside cradle. One, two, and... Again, only two. Laparca with that small package.
But both these guys got to get frustrated now. Guerrero, he's got to get this big man down. A big man. I think he knows Guerrero like a book. He's catching him with all his moves.
Jumping back, kick by Juventud. DDT spiked him in the center of the ring. Trying to cover him again. Two count, and again only two. Incredible resilience from both of these men.
Well, you can see the frustration building up in Juventud. He's about to try to everything in the book. Can't hold Laparca down, getting frustrated. That tells me probably going to try to take even higher risks. Oh, he just got nailed.
Open hand slap by Laparca. Juventud blocks it from the top rope. Rolling DDT that time. Tempted a cover. One, two, and again only two.
Can't keep both those shoulders parallel. Trying to figure for that head. Doesn't have those legs hooked near enough.
Larry, as we came on the broadcast tonight, we saw the Outsiders, Hall and Nash, laying out six wrestlers in the ring with that chair assault. The Nasty Boys, the Outsiders, and the Faces of Fear upcoming this Sunday in the triangle match with the WCW World Tag Team titles at stake. That at World War III, Sunday on pay-per-view. Up on top, spins around, blocked by Laparca. Juventud going for that spinning top Frankensteiner. Look at that move. Covers. One, two, three. And he beat him.
Here's your winner, Laparca. We'll be right back.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And we're waiting the arrival of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and apparently The Rock and Angle are going to get it on here tonight.
Is this Austin?
No, King, that's not Austin.
No, it's not. Wait a minute.
And that's no limo either.
I can't believe we had to drive ourselves, Shane. Why do you think Dad wants us here in the first place?
Well,
you think maybe he's going to give us our jobs back?
Let's go.
Here the new TNN in the Charlotte Coliseum. The King's back. We're waiting Stone Cold. The McMahon children have arrived. And King, there's an unusual confrontation coming up tonight.
You got that right. I can't believe, first of all, that Shane and Stephanie were driving themselves around?
Well, we've got a lot of business to conduct here tonight. We've already conducted some. Much more to come. And since it looks like we're going to have a world championship match right here in this ring, The Rock versus Kurt Angle here tonight.
There's final. Live tonight.
Oh.
I'd like to continue with some other business. Unfortunately, Stone Cold is not here as of yet. But I couldn't help but notice who just arrived.
Uh-oh.
So therefore, I would like to request that my son and my daughter, Shane and Stephanie McMahon, come to the ring at this moment.
Oh, boy.
Man, this could be interesting.
No music, no fanfare. Shane, Steph, come on out.
No music, no fanfare, no first, no limo. They used to have a limo so long that it was long distance to call the chauffeur. Oh, no, look at this. You don't think they're going to have to join the club, do you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Let's hear it for Shane and Stephanie McMahon.
Overwhelming boos for the ungrateful children of Vince and Linda McMahon, who invested their entire life, all their money, all their savings, all their inheritance to buy WCW and ECW.
They used to have bookcases just for their bank books. Now they're like busted. What's Vince going to do here? He's got something in mind.
I can't tell you how proud I am as a father to hear a jam-packed arena shout the chant of slut to my daughter.
Oh my God.
And that's his baby girl.
That makes me so proud. What has happened to us? What has happened to our family? Well, before I give the two of you a piece of my mind, I'll give you an opportunity to speak yours first. And Shane, we'll start with you.
It's a little uncomfortable, JR. It's like we shouldn't be seeing this, I don't think.
Congratulations. You won. And I lost.
Wow. Everything.
And I lost to the better man.
You can almost hear Vince thinking, yum, it's really tasting good to him.
Shane's leaving.
What is that? It's true. Right.
Stephanie.
Shane taking it like a man. He lost. He's leaving.
Dad.
Well, I'm sure Steph will too.
Let me start off by saying, Daddy. Daddy.
Uh-oh.
That I've made some really, really bad mistakes. I have, but I'm young. I'm naive. But, Dad, the biggest mistake I made was listening to my brother, Shane.
Oh, no.
This whole alliance thing was Shane's idea. Shane bought the WCW. Shane had me buy ECW. Shane wanted to run you and the WWF out of business, Dad. It was all Shane.
That's passing the buck. The big bucks.
And Dad, Shane is the one who had me slap Mom.
Uh-oh.
You saw it. Shane grabbed Mom and said, slap her. Hit her. I didn't know what else to do. I did, and it was another big, horrible mistake.
Sad day for all of us. See that.
And Dad, when I told you that I wanted you to die,
ooh,
that was all Shane's idea too. Shane told me to tell you that I wanted you to die. I don't want you to die, Daddy. I love you. I would never want to hurt you, ever, never. Not a mistake was what he just said in this very ring. You are the better man, Dad. Daddy, you are a genius. I mean, Daddy, you had the alliance snowed all along. You knew what you were doing the whole time. I guess the only thing I really have left to say is that I'm sorry.
How's that for sincerity?
Crowd ain't buying it.
Is Vince?
I'm really so sorry, Daddy.
How about a tear?
Sorry.
I think she really means it.
You think?
Security?
What? Wait a minute! Come on! Security!
Get this woman!
Oh no! No! She's got a death grip on Vince's leg!
Get this woman out of my ring!
What?
This woman?
What?
Daddy,
Vince, that's your daughter! That woman! That's Vince's lady girl!
She is being escorted.
Wait. He's coming to his senses.
Say goodbye to Daddy's little girl.
What?
That is colder than the other side of the pillow, let me tell you. But you reap what you sow. You get what you deserve sometime in this world.
I can't believe what I just witnessed.
And ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, the World Championship. Held by The Rock on the line. The Rock, Kurt Angle, live for the gold. Next.
I mean it literally. Someone from the Alliance who wants a job with the World Wrestling Federation will be in the ring with me tonight. That's right. And will literally kiss my ass. Now, if they want a job, that's what's going to happen. Hang on a sec. I'll call you back.
I heard you wanted to see me, Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about?
Can you give me one logical explanation why you took the risk of perhaps putting the World Wrestling Federation out of existence at Survivor Series by attacking The Rock?
Well, to be honest with you, Vince, I guess my ego got the best of me. Yeah, so if you want to hear this, then I apologize. If that's what you want to hear, I'm sorry. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Great.
Yeah.
But the apology must be sincere. And I can feel the vibes here. I know you really sincerely apologize. And just for the record, I don't like guys with big egos. Now, if you have a massive ego, I'm all right with that. Which is why tonight, we're going to take your massive ego, we're going to put it in the ring. Tonight, Jericho goes one-on-one with Kane.
Wow.
Uh-oh. That'll shrink your ego.
the first records I recorded was back in 1927, I think it was. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day? Or when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lines than to go on living without you. And the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then I can ring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
You know, if I could just get past this first lift, the rest would be a breeze. I know it. I'm telling you, Charles. Charles.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait one second. I think I'm onto something here. This is pure snow. It's everywhere. Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
Charles.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Ah! Ugh! Oh, outrageous. I think I froze the left half of my brain. Look, I can't move my right arm.
Will you get serious?
Anyways, I'll never
got special work to do here, you and me. You've got the body. I've got the brain.
Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of late. And I thought, by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. Much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner. Worse for wear and tear was the girl with far away eyes.
So if you're down on your luck, then you can't harmonize.
Find a girl.
Come on, Kevin, hold it together. I knew it. I told you. All the kids are going to hate me. It's going to be just like Little League.
Cowboy Dan is coming.
Kill.
He's coming. Cowboy Dan is coming.
Howdy, partner.
You're Kevin's father. You're not Cowboy Dan.
Yeah!
That's right. They call me Cowboy Gil. As in, guilty. I saw Cowboy Dan. I didn't like the look on his face. It was like this. So I killed him. I blew a hole in him this big.
Oh, that's too small.
Actually, it was about this big. You know, when I think about it, that hole was about this big. Yeah! And his guts were spilled out all over the floor. And as I was walking away, I slipped around on his guts. And a couple other people came by and they started slipping on his guts, too. After I blow a hole in somebody and slip around on their guts, afterwards, I always like to make balloon animals.
Yeah!
Mighty courteous of you. Here we go. Your lower intestines. And here it is. It's made with a quart of milk, 2 cups of sugar, and 3 cow pies. Come on and get it.
Will you get down off the horse before you hurt yourself?
Honey, I gotta make a big exit. That's Cowboy Gil's woman. Take a bow, little lady.
Hi, hi.
I sure hope that when I mosey back this way one day, you don't mind if I stop in and say hello. Well, I gotta be moseying on back to Abilene. Keep your powder and your pants dry. Kevin, I hope this is the best dang birthday you ever had. Adios, buckaroos! Yippee-ki-yahoo! Hi-yahoo!
Giddy-up, thunder thighs!
Adios, buckaroos! Don't try and follow me to Elmoreen! Yippee-ki-yahoo!
You can be my slave and I'll be a stranger. We could be in passion, we could be in danger. Take you on the street, put you under my wing, yeah. You can pull my leg off, anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.